I see your light on. Are you alone? Good. Come to the window. Undress for me. No, stay in the window. I want to watch. Good. Nice and slow for me. I've been thinking about you all day. I was worried I wasn't going to catch you before you went to bed. I should have known you will always be able to make time for me. So eager to please the older woman next door. I was thinking about the last time we fucked. How we had to be sneaking about it since it was in broad daylight. You came over to help me with the yard work, bringing me drinks and making sure I didn't burn. Your hands were so clumsy as you untied my bikini top to rub the sunscreen on. I don't know. There's this charm to your nervousness and uncertainty. It excites me in ways I can't describe. Look at me, sluts. That's better. You're going to do as I say, aren't you? You know exactly what mommy wants to hear. I've been waiting all day for this. I was so wet at work thinking about you. Your pretty mouth. Your fuckable hole. The face you make when you come. Oh, and how perfect you sound when I'm on top. I've been pent up all day. Just dreaming of ways to make you orgasm, sluts. I wondered what you would look like in the lingerie I'm wearing. This red bralette, holding my tits so perfectly. Your eyes just go directly to them, don't they? Matching red thong discarded so that I can fuck myself. I didn't say to take your eyes off me, did I? Keep looking out your window and watch me fuck myself. I like watching the desire build up inside you. Oh, you're clearly getting turned on. Good. I'll tell you when you can touch yourself. For now, mommy is content showing off for her slut. Just keep watching. Get comfortable. Oh, it feels so good. The way the rose is sucking on my clit. Getting to see my whore all naked in the window. Keep eye contact with me. You're desperate to touch yourself, I know you are. But you gotta keep your eyes locked with mine. Oh, fuck right there. You wanna touch, but you wanna be good for mommy more, don't you? Oh, yeah. Good sluts. Getting excited watching mommy fuck herself. I want you to touch yourself too. Match my pace. Oh, yeah. Just like that. God. Good, nice and slow. Absolutely perfect for me. Spread your legs. Let me see how badly you want mommy. Oh, fuck. Do I really have that much of an effect on you, baby? Are you also going to come just as quickly as you got turned on? Don't have the experience or stamina to hold out for mommy to come, huh? Oh, what a desperate little slut you are. Anybody could drive by and see what we're doing. They would see your naked body as you fuck yourself watching me. Would they think you're sexy? Would they think you're just desperate? Would they think you're some kind of a whore? Maybe they would stop their car and knock on your door. See if it was some kind of a signal, an invitation. that you're too horny to think and need to be taken care of. So gorgeous for me, slut. Stroking yourself at the same pace as mommy. Oh. Right like that. Oh. I was thinking about what I was gonna do to you the next time we get a minute alone. I was thinking about blindfolding you this time. Tie your hands behind your back with some strong silk. Add a matching blindfold so you can't see. You would be naked or wearing something very flimsy that I could easily rip off. It's not like the clothes would be of any use to you or me. I would start with some wax, the kind that turns into lotion, starting with your legs. It would drip down at such a slow and teasing pace. Oh, it might be considered torturous to some, pleasurable to others. It wouldn't be hot enough to cause pain, but it would be warm and thrilling. With the blindfold on, you wouldn't know where it would be dripping next, relying only on touching and sound. Oh, you would have to trust everything I say, and that's it. It would move up your legs to your thighs. I'd make sure to get a few drops between them as well before moving upwards, coating your torso and nipples in the wax. I'd make sure to use every single drop of the candle on you, baby. And while the lotion melts into your skin, I would be using whatever got on my hand to be opening you up. Listening to your moans as I finger your hole open for my strap. Already left so sensitive from the wax all over your body. Oh, fuck right there. You would be whimpering under my touch, wouldn't you? Yeah, but you wouldn't be saying anything, though. You'd be trying to hold in those noises of pleasure out of habit. You don't want anyone else to hear. And I would start encouraging you to be louder, coaxing you to make more of those addictive sounds as I open you further and further. Reminding you it's just the two of us and that mommy wants to hear your lovely voice. Oh, fuck. My two fingers are scissoring deep inside you as you squirm. It feels so good. The silk against your hands. The silk against your eyes. You would come for the first time like that. Something that would make me laugh. I'd just say you're so adorable when you're pathetic like this. All desperate for mommy despite having just come. And that would make you whimper. Yeah, I would. Whimper for mommy, baby. Come on. Let me hear it. Oh, that's a good slut. Fucking yourself so well, keeping pace with mommy. That's it. Fuck. Oh, now where was I in this little fantasy? Oh, that's right. You just orgasmed for the first time. I would then undress myself, watching you move in anticipation. You think you know what's coming next, and you're right. You're always so happy to be filled with mommy's strap. Such a cock slut for mommy's, strap. Oh, I'd be taking some of the lotion that dripped onto your body and coating the strap in it, stroking nice and slow. Oh, and then I would start sinking inside you, listening to you moan as I bottomed out. I wouldn't give you a second or two to adjust. No, no, no. My good little slut doesn't need it. You want me to fuck you? As you've been teased enough, but you know better than to demand anything from me. So you lay there, in the dark, restrained, but most importantly, being fucked by me. Oh, fuck, I'm getting close. I can hear the noises you would be making. I can see the reactions in my mind. the way your hole would stretch around the blue strap as you tried to take more and more with every thrust, despite it filling you up completely. Oh, fuck. Getting close. I'd be fucking you like this for a while. Humiliating you, degrading you, reminding you what an eager whore you've always been. How your mommy's pretty slut. So good at taking her cock. I would encourage you to fuck back onto my strap. To start moaning and responding. And once I got you responding, then I would start stroking you in time with my thrusts. Your eyes filling up with tears because it's so much sensation. It feels so fucking good, but it's also too much. Oh, fuck. You'd be chanting, please, 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 in broken moans and sobs. You aren't sure if those please you're saying are for more attention or less. All you know is that in this moment, mommy's strap is slamming into your tight hole while you're surrounded by darkness. You're unable to move your hands, and your own orgasm's building up, getting closer. With every stroke, every thrust. Oh, fuck, I'm so fucking close, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're doing so good for mommy. Your noises would be nothing but sounds at this point. All attempts at speech are fucked out of your brain at this point. Just making noise, drool piling out of your mouth. A pitiful attempt at begging to come, one would assume. Oh, and it would make me laugh. I would think you're even more pathetic than I originally thought. I would tell you that you're being a greedy slut. That you should be grateful that I'm even fucking you because I don't have to do that. I don't have to make you come. You're just a whore. And then I tell you, the reason you're allowed to come is because I think you're gorgeous when you come. That I get so much enjoyment from watching you come. I tell you how good you feel. How good you are for me. Oh, and just when I think you can't take it anymore, I let you come. I encourage you. I tell you that you've been a good whore for mommy. That you deserve to come. That you deserve this orgasm. And I keep fucking you through your own orgasm. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. And after we caught our breath, I would take it out of you, and I would start a nice hot bath, put a bath bomb in it, make sure the room is warm and smelling good for you. While the tub fills, I would bring you some snacks and a drink, make sure that you're okay. I would tell you how good you are. How amazing and perfect. That you did amazing and took everything just like I knew you would. I would tell you how proud you made me. I'll kiss and I'll hold you and I'll take care of you for the rest of the night. Completely baby you like you deserve. You look kind of tired after this. You should head to bed, baby. After all, if you want to be mommy's little slut and get fucked tomorrow like this, you're going to need all your energy. So I'll see you tomorrow, baby. Sleep well. I love you. And I'm so excited for tomorrow.